Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian present the one and only correct way to eat an Oreo cookie. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Al Yurum calling from San Francisco, California.
Hey, I was just in San Francisco. Beautiful place. What do you do there?
I'm a software developer for Facebook.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So you must be worth billions by now.
I wish.
Is there like some sort of hierarchy at Facebook between the people who got the stock options and the people who didn't?
I really just don't know. I'm just happy to be working on the website. I
mean, Zuckerberg's got you terrified.
You can't say anything.
It's great. I just love being there.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Al. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to play?
Sure am.
Here's your first limerick.
The business class flyer rejoices. The crew won't be blaring food choices. When roaming the aisles, it's silence and smiles. They're learning to lower their...
voices.
Right. Learning to lower their voices. Very good. Help its flight attendants create a calmer first-class cabin. Virgin has hired professional whisper coach Richard Fitzgerald to train them in whispering. You have to wonder what it was like in first class, or upper class as I call it, to make them want to hire a whisper coach. What were the guys doing? It was like, moist towels, get them while they're steamy. Yo, 2B, you want some hot nuts? We need to bring in the whisper coach and get this straightened out.
It's just one more way to make the people in coach feel worse about themselves.
Hey, would you like your free meal and a cocktail? You only get that up here. All right, very good, Al. Here is your next limerick.
When relationships turn into wrecks, my feelings for things grow complex. Some shoes have a sting, not to mention the ring. So I'll sell all the gifts from my...
ex.
Right. The website neverlikedityanyway.com is your one-stop shop for selling stuff your ex gave you, complete with stories of betrayal and heartbreak. You can buy wedding dresses, wedding rings, and a variety of romantic gifts from people who found out too late that their spouse was a jerk or a cheat, or that he bought them a used wedding ring from neverlikedityanyway.com. Al, here is your last limerick.
The orangutan dad wonders why sad. What is wrong with the tire swing I had? We just scratch and eat fruit. There's no need to compute. So what do you want with an
iPad?
Right. Very good. Orangutans at zoos in Milwaukee and Toronto are getting iPads. Ostensibly to monitor their ability to interact with shapes and colors, and of course to make them seem more human. Look, honey. Orangutans mate for life and ignore their mate to play with their iPads, just like us. So far, the program has been successful. Orangutans are learning the art of mindless tweeting, and they're really excelling at the app Angry Poop. Fling. Carl, how did Al do in our quiz?
Al, you were perfect. Three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Al. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.